Welcome back to A Time for Change. She's the most decorated Black athlete ever in the Winter Olympics. Alana Myers-Taylor has won 5 Olympic medals in bobsledding, but it's what she's done off the track that may leave the biggest legacy. Speaking out about racism in bobsledding, fighting for better support for women and people of color in all sports, and advocating for her adorable 2-year-old son, Nico, who was born prematurely and diagnosed with Down syndrome.
All right, that's a lot to get to, but we're going to try to do it all. Alana, thanks so much for joining us here on A Time for Change. Good to see you.
Good to see you all, too. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with what you did at these Olympic Games in Beijing, making history. This really gives you a unique platform now, Alana. What do you hope to do with that platform?
Oh, wow. The Beijing Games were pretty crazy. Right now, I really want to encourage more people to get out in winter sport, more people of all races, not just Black. Setting this historic accomplishment was pretty cool, but I want to show the world that winter sport is for everyone.
Absolutely. Racism is something we've seen addressed in bobsledding, like in Hollywood and Cool Runnings, but more to reality, it persists today, despite the achievements of other races and groups and countries. Tell us why you think this is so.
Yeah, in bobsled, winter sport has tended to be what we call as white as the snow. It's very one-dimensional, and people still have some backwards ideas about who winter sport is actually for. So in my case, they're sled builders. Bobsleds are very technological things. They don't look like it, but everybody in the world has access to certain bobsleds, except some bobsled manufacturers won't even sell to people based off of the color of their skin. So we're still fighting racism within sport landscape. And I think that's just a microcosm of the greater world. If sport can get things right, it has hope for the greater world. And we're still working within winter sport to get it right.
Now, I want to switch gears for a minute because you are a mom, first and foremost, very dedicated to your son, Nico. It's my understanding that you actually brought him to the games so that you could continue to breastfeed. Talk to me a little bit about, how being a parent has sort of changed you as an athlete and how are you working to make elite competition, I guess, more mom friendly?
Yeah, so the IOC has a rule that if you're breastfeeding, you can travel and continue to care for your kids while you're at the Olympics. So even within the pandemic, we were able to take my son Nico with us, which was a huge blessing. And we just thought that it was right for us as a family to continue breastfeeding as long as possible. But the biggest thing for me is I just want women to have the option to be able to continue competing and have a family. And more so, I want them to be able to make those choices, whether they want a family or not. Right now, historically in sport, women are told if you want to start a family, you have to retire. Well, hopefully by me getting out there and other female athletes, Allison Felix, Alicia Montaño, a slew of other athletes getting out there and continuing to compete, we can show that women can still be successful, athletic, and be mothers as well.
I love the videos we're seeing here of you with Nico. We know he was born prematurely during the pandemic. He'd been diagnosed with Down syndrome. What work are you doing, maybe with the Paralympics and folks to I guess better serve people with special needs?
So during the Olympics, I was actually named the opening ceremony flag bearer. I wasn't able to walk because I was diagnosed with COVID. But during that time, I actually auctioned off my opening ceremony jacket to support the National Down Syndrome Society. And since then, one of my partners, Bridgestone, has actually agreed to match that donation and double it. So we're raising quite a bit of money right now for National Down Syndrome Society and continuing to do as much work as I can in the area to just raise awareness first and then hopefully progress on some other goals afterwards.
You said, I want to talk about also, from another perspective, not just a mom, but of course, as a woman, we know that in many parts of the world, women face, higher, bigger obstacles in getting into sports, in getting in particular into the Olympics and finding that support. I wonder, what do you have to say about the fact that it takes just so much more energy, so much more passion and so much more work and training to get into the Olympics? And where does the change really need to come from to help ease that?
Yeah, I think the change has to start from the top. We have to get people who are in charge of sporting organization realizing what valuable assets women bring to sport. I mean, if you look at some of the performances of these past games, you'll see that some of the most incredible performances were actually from women. Some of the things, the women's monobob event was the most watched television event of the Olympics. So female athletes can draw an audience. There's money to be had in female sports. And I think it's first up to the larger governing bodies to understand that. And second, to encourage that sporting level all the way down. And from an athlete perspective, we know that women who participate in sports are more likely to end up in the C-level, in the C-suite. So we want to encourage women from all ages to continue to participate and to get into sports.
You talk about money being made. I know that the medals at the Olympics can sometimes be business opportunities for the athletes who have won them. What are you doing, if anything, to sort of monetize what happened for you at these Winter Games? And are you, I'd have to imagine companies are approaching you for endorsements. Can you share any news with us?
Yeah, so fortunately, I've had a couple companies that I'm working with now, Salesforce, Bridgestone, Comcast. They've been my partners for a while, but we're continuing to expand that because as athletes, you know, we as U.S. athletes, we receive no government funding. So our only way of making a living is through a little bit of prize money, and bobsled has next to no prize money. It's very minor. It's usually just to pay for bobsled expenses. And then the other way is through sponsorships and through deals and different endorsements. So the other thing that I do, I go on speaking engagements and work with different companies just to try and continue to progress in my career and continue to fund my career.
Last question to you. I know you are 37. That's a youngin in regular life, not so much so for athletes. Are we going to see you at the 2026 Games in Italy?
You know, I'll definitely be there in one capacity, whether it'll be as an athlete, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm just going to take it year by year right now and see where it goes. You know, I still love the sport of bobsled. I still love driving my sled. And I've always said, as long as I love it, I can keep competing. So we'll see what happens. No decisions made yet.
All right. We love seeing you do it, though. Five-time Olympic medalist and Nico's one and only mom, Alana Myers-Taylor. Thanks so much for being with us. And we want to be sure that you tune into Yahoo Finance 1 week from today, March 8th. It's International Women's Day. And for 8 straight hours of live coverage, all of our guests are going to be women. That's going to do it for our show. For myself and Anjali Kamlani, thanks so much for being with us. But don't go